as the end of the semester is approaching, universities are collecting students' evaluation towards teachers' performance. A recent media report has revealed that such an evaluation mechanism no longer serves its intended purpose, as the students and teachers have reached a compromise. No one gets a bad review, and everyone is happy. But why is this a bit of a problem?
I had to look into this because this is new to me, and I do hold very strong views, which I'm sure we'll get to at some stage. But where does it come from? Well, apparently the system was came from the United States in the 1920s, so Ryan should be here to defend his nation over this. Teachers were hired perhaps by students' unions to teach the students, so students had a greater amount of control, I guess. University had more funds, teachers started to manage the university, so teacher-centered universities became the mainstream. And the system emphasized the demand for service, I suppose, for society. They wanted to make sure that everybody was getting the right kind of value from their education. It went from maybe being quite relaxed of people handing in handwritten notes to say, I like this teacher, I don't like this teacher. It then went on to people filling in forms, and then now people, it's so easy, you can just go online and give your opinions about your teachers. System came to China, Chinese universities introducing the system, and that's where we are, basically. I mean, I think the problem that was highlighted by the report in the China Youth Daily was that it's the whole system. How can you run the system? Because the teachers need to have the approval of the pupils, and the pupils need to have the approval of the teachers. So it's almost like a catch-22 situation. You can never have a system which is fair, because you don't know which side is actually telling the truth over this, or what the pressures are on each side to actually get the right kind of evaluation.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's not a perfect system. And I have to say, from my own experience, I've done this in college, and there has been a evolution when even I was there. First 2 years, it was at the very end of the semester, after the final test, when everyone is eager to spend their holiday, summer holiday or winter holiday, doesn't matter. It's just, we don't want to stay in school for even one more minute. And they started to hand down other papers, and we're curious because we've done everything. What's happening? And this is the evaluation papers. We have to check good, medium, bad, things like that. So basically, I didn't care. I know it's not responsible. It's not right. I should do things for future, let's say, classmates, schoolmates that will take the course, but I didn't care. So I always check excellent, 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 everything. So it doesn't matter. Well, my evaluation says nothing about the teacher. It won't work. And then at the last 2 years of my college, they changed the process, being that you can evaluate the teachers online. But each page contains several questions, but you have to spend at least 10 seconds on each page to move on, and you evaluate them. And if you don't do that, you don't have the choice to choose your course next semester. Yeah, so everyone has to do it, but still, I didn't really care. So I was just doing other things and waiting for the time to pass, and excellent to all the teachers at that time. But I do know someone who cares, but it's not a good thing, because the students who cares just give bad evaluations to teachers they don't like. By saying they don't like, it's probably just to give them bad scores because they didn't learn hard, or maybe very strict about calling names on the classes, which they don't show up. So when they give bad evaluation to those teachers, it's like what Bob said. It's just one against other, and it's hard to tell which party is telling the truth.
That's interesting, as the dynamic has completely changed. And I don't blame you, New Holian, for saying that you didn't really care. I think a lot of people don't really care when you reach college for a reason, because of experience. Like myself, I remember the first time that I had to rate a teacher as a student was in junior high school in Beijing. I remember I was 14, I think, and I thought I had huge power, and this is something that I need to take very seriously, as when you're a student in a Chinese classroom, you're used to the mindset that you are a obedient servant. to some extent. Okay, that might be a little bit extreme, but if you listen to yesterday's show, you know that He Yang was a total teacher's pet in primary school, so certain traumatized things happened, and then I was a rebel in junior high school. But anyhow, so I decided to rate the teachers seriously according to my own judgment, whether you know, there are different columns, teaching quality, teaching style. Did this teacher communicate with students in a good attitude? All kinds of things. And guess what? After casting, almost going to say casting my vote, sending in the evaluation, nothing has changed.
Exactly.
And then it is those kind of experience that Chinese students have endured that often just results in apathy in political process and amongst other things. And here is that one small window, as you understand how it works. So there's one part that I'm a little curious about, how whether this evaluation process in university has any teeth, so to speak. Is the result going to be affecting, let's say, teachers' pay or teachers' promotion? I mean, is this like a wholesome, full-rounded, well-developed system of evaluation that has some merit to it?
Well, it's hard to say, because as I was saying, I didn't actually pay attention to these things, and a lot of other fellow students did what I did. It's just we don't care. So I don't think the evaluation result is that valuable when it comes to actually evaluating a teacher. And in reality, we didn't see anything happen. But I feel like this should be a part of the evaluating process. That is to say, the teachers are evaluated by students during this process, and maybe there will be some expert also doing the same thing in a different way, and maybe their leaders, as in the principal, can do something to see if they're good teachers.
Yeah, so, because I think that what you're saying is very important, because the big problem for me with this kind of system is who are pupils, who are students to be in a position to
judge
you know, the quality of the education that they're getting.
Yeah.
Because by the definition, they're there to learn. They know less. So what can you say? What can you actually say? I didn't learn very much from this lesson, or I don't like the teaching style of this person. These are all very subjective things. I mean, they're not, you know, we may have totally different ways of learning. In fact, I don't learn at all. I'm not very good at learning. So, you know, what would I say if I was in a class and say, well, I sat there and took nothing in, I didn't understand anything, and therefore the teacher is bad? No.
Yeah, that is why I feel like first we should make this part of the evaluation process. It shouldn't be the whole thing. It's not fair for the teachers, and it may not even be fair. And on the other hand, I feel like this, if they're doing this, the questions should be carefully designed to make sure that students won't do anything on purpose to kind of criticize a teacher. That is because I know some psychological questionnaires that they are very carefully designed that you don't know which is right or wrong. You just give answers, and then some experts will see the answers and analysis your personality and things like that. If we can have a carefully designed, very smart questionnaire about teachers, maybe students won't find it so boring, and they won't find it easy to kind of trash talk the teacher they don't like. They can just answer some questions according to reality, and there will be more accurate outcome of these kind of questions.
But also, I think it's quite dangerous that if you, for example, if you had several students who decided to take against a teacher and then led a group of people to give a bad report, the teacher may be very good. But then how do you stop that happening? How do you stop there being these kind of flaws in the system?
Well, I would imagine that with these kind of systems, there must be an investigation that carries out if, let's say, a huge decision is being decided upon a teacher or not. I doubt that it is going to be singly dependent on a student's evaluation, as now I think this is a problem that has surfaced and has caught people's attention, that maybe not always do consumer ratings always translate.
Exactly, as New Hongling was saying. I mean, that will it actually change anything? You had an opinion, but you know, next time round, did the lessons get any better? It's like when you get these endless sort of reviews that you have to give of hotels, which drives me insane. Whenever I get these emails saying, "Well, you've just been somewhere. Tell us how it was," I haven't got enough time in my life to fill in these these forms.
Yes, and it's because of people like that that don't
Mad Bob.
That is not giving.
Name him, shame him.
Yes, I think it's interesting. Sometimes, no, I did not endorse that, Bob. No naming or shaming ever on Roundtable. Feel free to speak your mind, and we like difference of opinion on this show. So it's interesting to see how these universities are going to take the next step in trying to improve teaching quality and ensure that everything goes on in the classroom is appropriate and is delivering the kind of teaching and knowledge that students very much need. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang.